Man, NCAA tournament. No more than 76 games in the tournament. Everybody has to be included. Everybody needs a chance. Anything can happen. Just put them in.
No.
Give them an opportunity. Now, listen, I'm never one for, you know, I know how it is. These coaches want to go so they can put on their resume in two times, three times NCAA tournament appearances for recruiting purposes, but that don't matter anymore. If you're that guy that needs that for your resume, you're going to keep the kid for 1 year, and they're going to transfer to a bigger school anyway. Mid-majors have become JUCOs.
Yeah.
Jeremy, when they passed the law, the rule that says JUCO, when you go 2 years of JUCO, you don't lose college eligibility, because that's great to go down. You play 2 years of JUCO and still have 4 years eligibility.
Wow.
That's great to go down. My word, it's going down.
I didn't know about
if
that.
If it hadn't done that yet, yeah. It is. To Joe, it already went down?
Started last year.
No. It was on the table for this year.
Then they approved it. There are JUCO players now that have an extra year.
They put it on the table for this year for June voting.
Damn, I just got two more years of eligibility?
You ain't grandfathered in. You would be considered a great grandfather.
I still have eligibility, though. I ain't never finished.
So now, I'm telling you, JUCOs are now going to get those mid-major kids. JUCO's about to blow up. Because they're going to get the mid-major kids in. And now those mid-major kids are going to go showcase themselves in JUCO and have 4 years of eligibility to make some money.
Yeah, absolutely. Or not, they got to figure something out.
Well, they got to figure out not putting 76 teams in the NCAA tournament. It's just ridiculous.
It's
right
ridiculous.
Now.
Ridiculous. I mean, we're going to have a, you know, what do they call it now? Not the playing games.
Oh, the first round?
First round.
They can stop with that nonsense.
Is it going to be
first four,
the pre-first round?
First four is what they call it.
But they still say it's the first round of the tournament. They don't like when you call...
Yeah, it's called the opening round.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called the opening round.
I mean, either way, like we're splitting hairs here on what it's called, but this is the reason why they're doing
it. Yeah, they don't want you to be playing.
Yeah, they want you to think that this is part of the tournament. And I hate this. They've talked about going to 108 teams.
Here's the deal.
Why?
The reason why they changed the terminology, Jeremy, because play-in didn't give you an NCAA win.
Yeah.
Because you hadn't played into the tournament. Now that it's the opening round, the win is now the NCAA win.
I don't care about that. I mean, it's just, this is something where they've started this on that Tuesday and Wednesday night, and you're going, why do we need this? And I know they try to sell it to you. It's like, well, you know, these 16 seeds get to come in and tell you, hey, I won a game in the NCAA tournament because they beat another 16 seed.
Exactly.
I'm telling you that you treated those guys wrong. Those kids should be talking about, hey, man, we played Kansas in the first round. We thought we had them in the first half, but they beat us by 30 in the second in most situations, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to play against, if I'm on one of those teams, I want to play one of those teams.
I agree with
you. Not to say, hey, I won a tournament game and, oh, when did that happen? Oh, in the play-in? You can't call it that. This is stupid, and this benefits the coaches because now
it does.
More player or more teams getting in, you get to say, hey,
yeah,
I went to
the tournament. Yep.
Well, not only that, let's say you know, you're some guy that's trying to get a big job, and you say, my record is 2-2, you get an upset win. I'm now 3-2 in the NCAA tournament. Yeah, but the two of the teams you beat didn't belong in the NCAA tournament, mm-hmm. And the two teams that you lost to were legitimate NCAA tournament teams. So you also now get to pad your personal resume for future jobs. I just, baseball, MLB, NFL, NBA, I don't care. Add more teams, doesn't matter to me. College is a little bit different for me. I take college a little more personal. And I think when you start adding 76 teams, potentially, to the NCAA tournament, you got too many teams that don't belong. I like the days when it was 32. But I can deal with 64. I can. It's still fun. It's more basketball. But this doesn't add more weeks. It just adds more crap. You're not adding weeks to this. You're just going to have more play-in days or opening round days. It's just it's stupid to me.
Yeah. And again, like the expansion of all this, all you're doing is you end up watering it down. Like we got the playoffs. We had the four teams in the playoff, and they're like, oh, this isn't good enough. We need to expand it. And I think they have the right number right now. But you know what's going to happen? Yeah. You know
12? No, 16.
No, it's 12.
12,
right?
12, yeah, 12.
I think they have the right number now.
But they're adding 64 more.
They're going to keep adding.
They're not
going
to stop.
Because it's more money. It's just more money for them. But what you're doing is, okay, so now we're in the championship, and these guys played four more weeks than they're accustomed to. Oh, he got hurt, so we don't get to see them? And I know, like, that's probably the far end of the spectrum. Like, that's not going to happen as often as you, but it's a possibility. And on top of it, it's like, why are we doing this? Why do we need to see the 12th best team in this playoff? Or it wouldn't even be the 12th. It'd probably be like the 14th or 16th.
Maybe even more, yeah. Depending on how they structure it. Mm. But this whole expansion of the basketball, it's, come on, man. It's too many now.
It's just dumb. It was perfect at 64.
It was.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we can't leave it alone because I wonder how much more money we can get out of this.
410-583-1057 is the number. I feel hypocritical about it, though, because when you talk about expanding in pro sports, I'm cool with it. You talk about expanding college sports where you can technically say, you know, you do it, you're giving kids more opportunities. I don't like that, though. It's not that I'm against kids getting more opportunities.
But basketball is the one that's different than the rest because you're expanding way too large.
There you go.
Man.
Maybe that's the problem, Jeremy.
We already
maybe
have 64 teams.
That's
you didn't
the
find
problem.
The best one in the first 64?
Now 68. Now, that's the problem. Right. Football going from 12 to 16, I don't like it. But okay, 16, somebody's going to get upset. Somebody's going to get knocked off. Basketball already has 68. What? 68? It's a lot of freaking teams, man. Ain't no way.
And then they try to sell you on it because we've had two teams that were in the playing game that made a run. What was that, Syracuse and UCLA at different times?
Where are they from, though?
Yeah.
Where
are
you from,
homie? L.A. UC of L.A. Yeah, no, I just look at the way it's been, and I was talking to a former college coach, and he was like, man, they expanded to 108 or 96, and the things that they've been talking about, you know how many coaches are that's going to help out get into the tournament to just say on the resume, hey, I went to the tournament 7 years in a row.
And I think that's why they're saying they're going to do no more than 76 now. They're kind of putting the kibosh on that.
Sure.
We're not doing more than 76. Here's the out clause. For now.
I don't believe you.
They'll revisit it. You know they will.
Yeah.
I'm not even okay with it in the pros. I think it's too much.
Well, now, like in the NBA, they've expanded 10. It's harder to miss the playoffs than it is to make
NHL.
It.
NHL, 16 teams go out of 32. Like, really?
We got 20 out of 30.
Yeah.
Like a third of the league doesn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then those teams make stupid decisions by trading picks to the teams
And then people bitch that they don't take the regular season seriously. And
all you got to do is get in.
Right. All you got to do is get in.
That's
so,
it.
Why
especially
in
the NBA.
That's what I'm talking about.
Can you tell me why they start playing defense in the postseason? Why the numbers go from, hey, this total's 242, now it's 221. That's 20 points. I mean, it's 20 plus. How does that happen? Because they start playing defense.
Because the All-Star game has now become a joke, and the regular season is now the All-Star game.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm not arguing.
That's what it is.
I love the NBA.
Let you come through the middle and dunk. You ain't coming through the middle and dunking in May.
Well,
you ain't having your way in May. You can in March, but not in May.